arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
I found a well that offers.
And good morning to all of our family in WCNO. This is the Good News Station. So glad that you're tuning in today. And it is right now 11. Looks like about 11:02, something like that. So it's time to get started, David.
Time to get started.
Yes. Aiden, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
You are with us, Aiden. Intern Aiden is here, and he is well prepared to go on air. Miss Karen is also with us today. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning. All of your lady fans are out there listening this morning, Karen, and all the other fans as well. And did I hear Ma and Paul might show up today as well?
You heard correctly.
I heard you correctly.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, good deal. That is good. Let me get David adjusted here a little bit. Give him a little more oomph on his mic.
Well, I think
that was an increase in mic volume. That noise.
This mic still needs help, I think, from our IT guy.
Well, maybe. Mm. Yeah, well, sure. Because we use them a lot, and so they get kind of broken in. We do have some mail, I think, from our listeners that we would like to share as we get started today. We do have some guests in the studio anxiously awaiting to come in, Aiden. So at some point, we will put you in charge of ushering them in here shortly. Because we have some great events going on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And, of course, at this time, we want to talk about the great events from our family and what they're sharing with us.
Yes, that's right. By the way, we are going to start a Tip the Intern program, but it hasn't taken off yet, Aiden. So,
is this a financial tip or a verbal tip?
Or a couple of bucks for the things he's doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh. It's not a paid position.
It's not a paid position, no.
No.
Well, I tried to buy him lunch a couple times, but he doesn't eat much.
I can't imagine.
Ask my mom that. She will highly disagree with you.
Oh, really?
Now. Yes.
She
told me they had to add a room onto the refrigerator.
Well, was it just that the Mexican restaurant, you weren't that hungry that day? I mean, you only ordered one meal.
Yes, but, you know, I like to be respectful with who I'm with.
Oh, isn't that nice?
He's a great kid.
Yeah, that really reflects on his parentage.
Yeah, otherwise, he'd have ordered one of those burritos that takes six people to bring in, right?
Right. But anyhow, yeah. I mean, he cleaned his plate up. We didn't leave anything for, you know, hungry people in China or anything, or Africa or wherever.
It really wouldn't be in any great shape when it finally got there.
No, it wouldn't.
Anyway. Well, no. We do have some contacts. We have a praise report.
Jason, good.
Kochobee.
Kochobee.
He says, "Hey, WCNO family, I absolutely love the programming at 89.9 FM WCNO. I live in Okeechobee. Y'all come in loud and clear. I listen every morning and afternoon going to and coming home from work. You guys are such a blessing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's cool. Jason, thank you, brother.
Jason, that is awesome. Man. That's awesome. Let's see what Aiden has down there. He has one. We'll come back to you, Dave.
Yes, we have one from Merdine. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct.
Merdine?
Mm-hmm. Your ministry is a blessing to all our hearts. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use us as conduits for us. May his peace be with you always.
Excellent. Yeah. And this is all right out of our mail. Yes, yeah. And Karen, what do you have for us today?
I've got a note here from our good friend Celestine.
Celestine, yes,
in
yes.
Okeechobee, who's fantastic. Just a wonderful supporter of the station.
Yep.
And he writes here and says he is sending in a donation, another donation. On top of what he had already sent. And he said, because this will be the last, because I will be in another program, assuming that he's moving on. Maybe the Lord's moving him on. My best wishes to you, and I'm thankful that I was able to help out. Pray for me to be healthy and financially stable. Thank you. So we just bless Celestine. Thank you much for supporting the station.
Fantastic.
I know since I've been here, you know,
Celestine is always.
I've been hearing his name, yes. Yeah. And so we just pray God's blessings on you wherever you're going, whatever you're doing.
He's just a wonderful, faithful, humble brother.
Yes.
Just loves the Lord Jesus.
Tremendous brother.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't really know, what his next step is or what God's doing. Mm-hmm, but in any case, Celestine, we want to just thank you for being a partner with us here at WCNO. And you planted good seed here. And it will continue to grow and produce a harvest. And so to God be the glory. We thank God for your input. Dave, you have something else?
Well, we have some prayer requests that I'd like to offer. There's two individuals, Jody and Daniel, both have issues of internal bleeding. We're not sure if that's been resolved. This came in a few days ago, but hopefully it is.
There's been some resolve.
And I just had a call. One of my fellow ministers, Tony, was taken to the hospital with COVID, finally diagnosed, and he was having trouble breathing. I did hear this morning that his O2 sats are up to 98, which is really
good.
Praise
God. That's awesome.
But we'd like to hold Tony up in prayer, too.
And my friend, Pastor Jeff, from the Church of God, he is making progress, I understand, significant progress, and we look forward to maybe his recovery being such that in the near future they would consider releasing him. But, he was very, very near to death several times, and so this has been a difficult season.
Well, if I can just put everything into prayer, but profound prayer,
amen.
I would be happy to do that. So,
amen.
Father God, we hold up for you, Jody and Daniel and Pastor Jeff and Tony.
Yes,
and,
Father.
And, Father, you know their needs. You know how crucial it is that they not only receive good medical attention, but also, and above all of that, your Holy Spirit moving in their lives to
amen.
Bring your healing grace to them right now. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you for the promise that you're hearing these prayers and you are responding. And that, Father, all of these individuals and their families are wrapped up in your perfect love. And it is in the name of Jesus we give you thanks and we praise you and we pray for them today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And Karen, you have, I think, something else from the mail. And David, I believe you have something maybe from Martin County that's some Martin County news.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah,
Karen,
so
what do you have?
I have a little card here. Of course, it says just a note.
Just a note.
This is to Jonathan and the whole WCNO crew. I just wanted to say thank you for having me as a guest on your show. Mm. It was such an honor, and I will be forever grateful. And this is from Eric Addison, who was in to talk about his book that he had written, Yeshua's Thief.
We're looking to see more out of him. He has another book that he's writing right now, and it's...
I want to read the book. I have a lot of books I want to read.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
You can do that. And you just gave me another book to read, which is good because
it's a shorter one.
I have a whole stack on my desk that I've completed, and I'm finishing up two more maybe this week. And so you gave me another one, so thank you.
Yes.
David.
Yeah, we have a... kind of an info release from Martin County. And they do tell us when there are openings on these. There's several advisory boards that advise the county commissioners. And this one is the Community Development Block Grant Citizen Advisory Task Force. So there are development block
long
grants.
Title.
But, huh?
A long title.
It's a long title. Mm-hmm. And personally, I haven't played with blocks since I was six. But if you're interested in the block grant, it's really great. It's development.
Yeah.
It's restoring older neighborhoods. And they want people on the board to advise the county commission.
Not a paid position. It's
not
a volunteered position.
Volunteer. But you need to be a county member. You can't be associated with any of the businesses that deal with development.
Right.
You will also, they're looking, of course, to have a good representation from all of the diversity of the county. You can contact Donna Gordon either by calling her at area code 772-288-5756, or you can email her at dgordon, that's G-O-R-D-O-N, dgordon@martin.fl.us.
What a great opportunity for Christians to get involved in building relationships in their community. And so we try to bring these to your attention when they are available. And we would say to the other counties that we reach into, south all the way down to Fort Lauderdale and north up into Melbourne, if the county has messages, volunteer positions that you would like for us to make a part of our Wednesday Live, please put us on your mailing list. Send it to WCNO at WCNO.com and send that in as, PSAs or whatever, and we'll look them over and see if we can include some of the information from your county as well. So I know we have a lot of working people that listen to this station, and I've had a number of individuals who work, you know, for the county. They're in different departments, are involved in different trades, that'll just stop by. You all have probably had this. They'll just stop by the station, and for 1 minute, they'll just say, hey, keep up the good work. We're listening. I have my radio set at 89.9 all the time, and that's really great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Absolutely.
So we know we have a lot of friends out there, and to the local governments and counties, any way that we can help you lift the load, we'd like to do that. And, of course, to our sheriffs and first responders, we thank God for you, and we always are mindful of keeping our first responders lifted in prayer, and thank God for having righteous leaders in many of these roles, and knowing that the blessing of God is upon the nation whose God is the Lord, you know, amen, whose trust is in the Lord. So that is a great thing. We're going to get Ma and Paul in here in just a moment. Karen, did you have anything else, or was that all of your mail?
That's all I had for mail.
Okay. And Aiden, you had a little bit of a report, I think, this morning, and I thought that was a good point that you made. Aiden is interning with us, and we're very blessed to have him with us. And so we've been looking at different aspects of this ministry and what it takes to make it happen. But I think you brought in another perspective this morning that might be worth hearing.
So I was reading a paper on internships at Christian Radio.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. So you're doing a little research. Hey, he gets extra points for that, right?
He does.
Yeah, that's, I mean, right, that shows diligence on his part.
Anyway, my report on it was, God is moving very powerfully in America, and he does need messengers. And who better to do it than children? Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you by no means will enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, it is very critical that we have children in ministry and not just radio. There was a study by Harvard that has 90% of children's decisions are influenced by their gut. In other words, the Holy Spirit. It is time to attract... 90%?
90%. Wow.
It is time to attract a younger generation who will help get their parents. On another note, it will also strengthen people who participate. These are all very important things to learn.
So, Aiden, let me just let me try to put that into my words and see if I'm hearing what you're saying. That children have the ability to influence their parents and maybe grandparents and others, and so there's a place for younger people in Christian radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that means we, who are parents and are older, need to be opening up the door for younger people to get involved in radio.
Not just radio, but yes.
Media mm-hmm. at large, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And ministry at large.
Yes.
Okay. So with that in mind, what ministry thoughts on your heart today that you'd like to share with us?
I think that was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it? Well, I know that Sean Foyt is someone that you have sort of listened to a little bit. You've been at some of his worship events, right?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And have you been tuned into anything that's going on in Washington? And
yes, I have.
What's your take on that?
It was very interesting, and there was, you know, a lot of, they did like 5-hour segments or 4-hour segments on the lawn of Washington, D.C. that were just very powerful. I suggest if you get a chance to at least watch part of it.
Where would somebody go to pull
YouTube,
that?
YouTube, Sean Foyt Prayer in Washington, D.C. or something
okay.
to that effect.
Could do a search on YouTube,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. or even on Google, and it should come up, hopefully.
Sure.
Yeah, it was just very powerful.
I was able to tune in, you know, at different times and connect in with some of that. And they had a lot of great leaders that were popping, you know, on and off stage, and a lot of movement, a lot of excitement. And I saw a lot of young people mm-hmm. in the crowd.
Yes. Absolutely. There was another thing that I saw that if you're in D.C. and you happen to visit, there's a David's Tent, I believe it's called. For 6 years, nonstop, day and night, during the cold and during the warm, they've been outside praying and worshiping God. And I think that is just amazing.
Wow. And well, what we're going to be talking about with our next guest, they may actually be somewhat connected with that, because we're going to be talking about Tent America and the call to our nation to get together and worship and seek the face of God. That is really excellent. And one of the things I really like about what's happening with this move of God, David, with Sean Foyt, mm-hmm. And with worshipers, is that it's not a denomination thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is literally a kingdom event. It is Amen. A call. Would you say that, Aiden? Would you say this is a king? How would you say it?
Yes, I do agree. It's definitely a call.
Kingdom call, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes.
To worship God, to seek God. And also, I believe, to communicate who God is to this generation. So that's really pretty awesome. That's great.
And one thing I think is the visibility. You know, we've always done everything in the church. You know, and the world does not see what goes on inside the church.
Mm.
So I know when Sean Foyt started doing the Let Us
Outdoor
Worship.
Events, yeah.
You know, it's visible now, in that Lord was telling me that with the Dr. Crandall's event, yeah. you know, with going to the hospitals
the
and
events,
praying.
Right.
It's like, we have to be seen. We have to be heard. We have to be visible, because the world is not going to come in the church. We've got to go out into the world, just like Jesus said.
This is a precursor to the revival that God has promised, the big one.
That's moving. It's moving
right.
right now.
And the churches that won't go outside, you know, that's not good for them, but we have to be reaching out in that way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, there was a ladies' conference that was scheduled for the 16th of October, and this was entitled True Value of a Woman. And Bishop Larry Jackson and many other guest speakers, I believe there were at least 11 additional speakers that were going to be participating in this event. And due to a number of different things, the conference is going to have to be rescheduled. And so I know that Bishop Jackson is recovering from COVID. and maybe some of his, you know, his staff and family. I'm not sure how extensive this has been where he is from, but this was scheduled to be at the Convention Center in Port St. Lucie. And so if you have been planning to register for that event, please make a note that it is not going to be taking place on October the 16th, that the plan at this point is to reschedule when they are able to do that. So we will do what we can to keep you posted on that upcoming event. So again, we spoke with Bishop Jackson this morning. He is he's beyond the critical point with COVID, and so he is definitely recovering, and we thank God for that. But the Value of a Woman conference is going to be rescheduled, so please make note of that and make sure you share that with your friends as well. And Aiden, if you could let our next guest know that right after Ma and Paul are with us, we're going to have them on air, and so we're going to want them to get ready to come in and be ready to go. Well, Ma and Paul, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Great to have y'all in the studio again today. Can I say y'all?
Yeah, well, you can say anything you want. You're the man. You're in charge. You know.
I can say anything I want. Well, yeah, amen. All right. Amen. Well, we do appreciate all the help we get here at WCNO from all of our dedicated listeners. Ma and Paul are certainly in that group. They are strong givers. They pray for this ministry on a daily basis. And when their farm chores are done, they help with big projects too. So last week and early this week, they have been helping with the assembly of the mailing for the next prayer and share in October. There were over 5,000 letters that had to be stuffed, sealed, and stamped, and they thoroughly enjoyed the experience. Not only did their fellowship with the WCNO staff bless them, but they were delighted to have new insights into how this dedicated group of believers works so well together. We find Ma and Paul sitting in their rocking chairs on their front porch, reflecting on their experience.
Well, Paul, we sure had a good time at WCNO, didn't we?
Oh, that's the truth, Ma. And I gotta tell you something. I didn't think we'd have much fun at all. I mean, the idea of just stuffing envelopes and such made me think it would be, you know, boring.
Yeah, I get that, Pa. I had the same thought, to be honest, but it wasn't like that at all.
You know, we've gotten to know the staff there over the years. We've been talking to them over the phone and in person, but all that time, we never actually worked with them, if you know what I mean.
I do know, Pa. And for me, what made the time just fly by was that fellowship.
Yeah. Wow, that old Jonathan talking all the time about the team at WCNO. We got a chance to experience that firsthand.
We sure did. And you know what? They all just made us part of the team. I believe that's my best memory of our helping them with the mailing. What about you, Pa? What memories will you keep from these last few days?
Mostly good ones, Ma. But I did get a few paper cuts.
Is that what all those Band-Aids are on your fingers?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Why didn't you work more careful, Pa?
Well, I guess I was just trying to keep up with the other folks. I mean, old Sherry, while she was stuffing envelopes so fast her fingers were a blur. Dave, too. I just wanted to show him I could pull my own weight, if you know what I mean.
Pa, it weren't a competition, you know. They said for us to work at our own pace.
I know, Ma. But you know me. I'm going to work just as hard as the next person, especially when I'm doing the Lord's work.
I know. But now you got all those cuts on your fingers. And did you bleed on any of those envelopes? You know what Jonathan said at the very beginning of our work? Keep your blood, saliva, and mucus off of those envelopes.
Ma, he didn't say that, did he?
No, I'm just pulling your leg, Pa.
Well, you asked for memories. You know, something else sticks in my mind. Jonathan, Karen, Dave, and Sherry, well, they was talking on and off about the vision God gave WCNO. What really hit me was that coming out while we were stuffing, sealing, and stamping those envelopes, well, they were talking about that vision all that time.
That's right. I remember that, Pa. We'd be going along talking about little things, you know, like stuff we ladies talk about, makeup, hats, food, hormones. And then one of the staff would look up with fire in their eyes and just start to share the vision for the ministry.
Yeah. Well, that really elevated my spirit, Ma. I love it when ministry folks talk about the vision God gave them. I'm thinking, you know, they might do more of that on the air.
Well, they're going to be doing that prayer and share for 2 weeks in October, ain't they?
For sure, Ma. I believe it's October the 4th through the 15th.
Well, I bet they could share God's vision with the listeners. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, it sure would. Yeah, I know every time one of those staff folks brought it up, my spirit just got on fire. I mean, I myself got the vision. You know, looking through God's eyes at the call he gave to WCNO, seeing him pour out his spirit into the air and his word coming through all those radios where someone is hungry for Jesus.
That's what I'm getting, Pa, seeing that vision. My heart's just bursting to get more on board with their mission. It helps being right there with the WCNO team while they work together.
And just think how the Lord could make it so that when they are on the air for those 2 weeks of prayer and share, well, that staff working together on air could draw in those listeners so they could get a portion of what we got.
What an anointed idea, Pa. I believe I'm going to call old Jonathan and share it with him. So, any last things you want to share from our work at WCNO? I got to get lunch together.
Well, I'm thinking that in the future, if we do another mailing, I'm going to suggest Jonathan install a Band-Aid dispenser.
Or you could just be a little more careful, Pa.
Yeah, I suppose. But you know, Ma, all that did give me an idea. This Thanksgiving, I'm going to carve the turkey with one of them number 10 envelopes.
All right, Pa, you do that. And I'll keep those Band-Aids handy.
Well, we greatly appreciate Ma and Paul joining us for this mailing preparation, and they added greatly to the strength and quality of the fellowship we enjoy here at WCNO. Their awareness of God's vision for WCNO is of special interest because he has been boldly and richly giving an ever-growing vision for this broadcast ministry. I hope you can see it and feel it whenever you tune in. It is a vision for such a time as this, a time when God is moving in our nation to ignite a revival, the likes of which the world has never seen. WCNO is a part of this Holy Spirit movement, and we join all other godly media platforms and, really, every other ministry that boldly and faithfully proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has a place for you, too, in partnership with this ministry. Come along and join us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Incidentally, prayer and share is coming, and we are going to be looking forward to that every day until it arrives. That's coming right up in October, and we're looking for our next guest with Tent America to come in and join us in the studio at this time. And we are going to be sharing a little bit about this upcoming opportunity to join with other believers across denominational barriers and borders to lift up Jesus with prayer, praise, worship. This is going to be going on kind of around the clock, an exciting year with a lot of new things that's going to be taking place this year. And so you're going to want to be a part of this. This will be taking place here locally as well as in many other places across the nation. And, of course, we are looking forward to what's going to happen right here in Martin County. Well, we want to remind you of what's coming up with Shirley Caesar. We'll give you a little information regards to that. But first, I must remind you that this program in part, Wednesday Live, is brought to you by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
She's coming! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
Sydney
lamb,
Ferguson Promotions lamb, presents Grammy Award-winning Pastor Shirley Caesar. Saturday, October 16th, 7:30 p.m. at the Fort Pierce Sunrise Theater. The one and only Pastor Shirley Caesar. Tickets available at the box office and Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant. For info, call 954-225-3583. Pastor Shirley Caesar, October 16th at the Fort Pierce Sunrise Theater.
And that was Shirley Caesar, and as you know, she is going to be in concert. That's coming up October the 16th, so you will want to get your tickets, make plans to be a part of that great event. Welcome to the whole team. Is this the whole team? I have a note here that says the three amigas.
That's us.
Okay. Okay, all right. Kathy, welcome. Introduce your team that's with you today, and let's get right into the important stuff about 10 America that's coming.
All right, well, I'm Kathy Gedemke, and I have with me Jill Schaefer and Bessie welcome. Mariner.
We're the three amigas, but we're 10 America, yeah. Treasure Coast 10 America.
Treasure Coast 10 America, and it's coming up right away. Let's give the basic information, then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on.
Well, every year it's a little bit different. This year what we've got going on is 30 continuous hours of worship and prayer at the Martin County Fairgrounds, starting at 6 p.m. on this coming Friday and going through midnight Saturday.
This week. Starting this week, Friday evening, 6 p.m. until Saturday night at midnight. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. How many hours is that?
That's 30 hours.
30 hours of powerful worship, seeking God, prayer, worship. So tell us who is invited. How can people get more information? Who are we trying to reach today? We have a big audience. I know you've had people come from all over.
Well, I like to say it's God's party and everybody's invited. So
God's party. I like that.
Ushering in the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
And yeah, like Kathy said, everybody's invited. So come, bring your flags, bring your worship, bring your instruments. We have time slots filled all except like the middle of the night.
We need those night watchmen to come out, right? Yeah. Men and women, singers. Okay, good. So you have worship teams that are scheduled.
Yeah, we have
individuals.
Yeah, we have worship. We have people singing hymns. We've got people that are teams that are going to be doing saxophone worship, instrumental worship.
Excellent.
We've got J-Dub coming out.
Excellent.
So that rap. We've got, what else do we have, Bethy?
We have Hispanic worship, particularly on Friday night. So bring your friends that speak Spanish. We would love to have them. And the other thing we want to make sure everybody knows is that it is free.
Free.
So you can be free and be free of having to pay for it, because we just want everybody to come and leave their denominations behind and just come together as one great big family of God to love on Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's great.
Unity. Yep.
Unity in the community. Yep, that's we're looking to see this happen. And so tell us a little bit about the movement of Tent America. This is not something that's only happening here, but it has a history across the nation, and it's been going on for some time, I understand.
Well, this was started, I believe it was 2017.
It actually started many years ago, but in 2017 it started with 50 tents on the mall in Washington, D.C., next to David's tent. This ministry is connected very strongly with David's tent in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And then each year, the Tent America movement has done something a little bit different. So we had 2018, 2019, 2020. Now this year, in 2021, the Tent America movement is happening over 100 days, and we're coming to the end of the 100 days.
Okay.
There have been tents put up all over the United States with people worshiping Jesus.
Fantastic. So, again, there will be a tent at the fairgrounds, right? This is an outdoor event, but it's covered.
Mm-hmm. Tent to attract people in so that they can see the tent, wonder what's going on. And come on in. And the worship is what goes out first, and we're ushering in the presence of Jesus with the worship.
So the tent will be set up on what, the southern part of the fairgrounds? Where will the tent be?
Yes, in the open field.
Open field, southern part of the fairgrounds. And again, this is it's a worship event. It is a call to all believers. And listen, you may be listening and you may say, well, I don't know if I'm a believer in God or not. Come out and let God touch your life. Experience the presence and power of God.
We will have a baptismal there. So
we'll praise God. Praise God. That will be taking place. Now, as far as leaders in the body of Christ, is there a place for any of them to connect? Pray to like pastors and evangelists and prophets, teachers. Do you have some regional leaders that you're reaching out to and inviting?
We have invited regional leaders. We're
okay.
looking for a group of regional leaders, or one or two, possibly three regional leaders to open it up. We're looking okay. to do proclamations in the beginning. We're also going to end it in proclamations. We're looking for intermittent prayers and proclamations in between
okay.
The worship. But yeah, we've got a prayer tent set up for and a ministry tent set up, so that is
Excellent.
Going to be there.
Excellent.
So we have that set up. We will have that set up for that type of thing to go on.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'd also like to send out some evangelism teams maybe Saturday afternoon to the neighboring communities.
And okay.
That's something they did. They do regularly with the 10 America events. We saw that over in Tampa, and just two ladies by themselves ended up starting a Hispanic church in the backside of a trailer park because they went out and got a bunch of people saved.
Wow, that's awesome.
We're inviting people to bring their evangelism teams and go out
yep.
from there and then come and share the testimonies back when they're, you know, from that. So
fantastic. It's a great event, and I've been blessed to be able to be a part of this at different times. You can kind of stop in. Obviously, they're not asking you to come and make a commitment for 30 hours. But find an hour, find a couple hours, find a few hours, you know, come out during the night. Sometimes, you know, you may say, I wonder why I can't sleep. Well, maybe God's wanting you to get up and be one of those intercessors that stands in the gap and lifts up the name of Jesus over a region. And so this is an opportunity to do that. And it just is... It's going to be a great event. So you have the tent, you have sound, you have worshipers that are going to be coming out. And so if you're a pastor, you're a church leader, you're a home group leader, you're a part of the body of Christ anywhere up and down the Treasure Coast, you might be down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and you're just looking for an opportunity to connect with the body of Christ, to get out of your box and do something different, why not come and be a part of 10 America right here in Martin County at the fairgrounds. There's going to be plenty of parking. It will be well lit. It's a safe place to get into. And, of course, it's going to be lifting up the Lord. So this is going to be a great 30 hours of breakthrough worship. That's going to break through the strongholds of the enemy here on the Treasure Coast of Florida.
Amen.
And so you're kind of quiet today.
I'm still recovering, praise God. I'm claiming my healing.
Praise God,
you're healed. We do have people coming from Orlando. We've got people that are coming down from Michigan. We
awesome.
Have a lady that's joining us from
Oregon.
Yep. So West Palm, we are the only tent this year in Florida, which is crazy.
Wow.
Usually we've had other tents located in the state. And then also, two years ago, we were one of 420 tents. But this year it seems like we're the only ones that are holding it up for the state of Florida. So
wonder why that would be.
Well,
what
the enemy,
plans does the Lord have?
I'll tell you.
On the Treasure Coast, right?
Right.
In Stewart.
The enemy fights. The enemy fights the body of Christ coming together. The Word of God doesn't say if three pastors come together. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say if three prophetic people come together. It doesn't say if three Baptists come together
right.
or three Methodists comes together. But it says if two or three
right.
are gathered in His name.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I know about this elite pastoral leadership stronghold that needs to be broken.
Amen.
Because when you gals called me, the first thing I thought, and I'll just be honest, you know, I'm just going to bear some of my heart. I said, now, Lord, I just thought, you know, I'm talking to Kathy, I believe. And I'm thinking, now, Lord, what are you going to do with the three amigas? I would say amigos, but those are guys. I know that. But, you know, what are you going to do with this? And the Father just spoke to me and said, I'm not looking for an army. I'm looking for somebody who is not into themselves, who is not into their image, who is not into building their kingdom, who is not into their own little club, that's willing to be used of God. And here are three ladies that are willing to stand up and lead the charge. And so to you, my brothers, who are in pastoral ministry and you lead ministries up and down the Treasure Coast of Florida, could I challenge you to do something that we don't normally do. Why not connect with others in the body of Christ that's outside of your box and become a part of what God wants to do? I mean, I've had people tell me, well, you know, we don't need to connect with anybody else because we've got everything we need. You know, and I'll tell you what, God is so much bigger than any one of our boats. And I got to get off my rant here, Dave. But you know, Dave, there was a day when Jesus said, you know, this is how I want you to fish. I want you to throw your net again. And I throw it on the other side. And something happened to those experienced fishermen. They found out that God knows how to fish better than they did. Yeah. And they not only filled their nets, they had to call for their friends to come and help them because they could not contain the blessing. And brothers and sisters, you who lead the body of Christ, I'm the least of that group, but I will say this, we need to get over our arrogance and pride, and we need to get together with the rest of the body of Christ and be a functioning part of what God wants to do on the Treasure Coast of Florida. You want to see something different happen? Then become a part of something different. You want to see what you've always had? Keep doing what you've always done. Well, somebody's going to be praying for me. Amen. McLean is in trouble today. Well, once again, give us the date, give us the times, and we are going to commit this into the hands of the Lord, and we have one more guest here today we want to get in studio.
September 17th and 18th, Friday and Saturday, starts Friday 6 p.m. to midnight Saturday, 30 hours straight through.
30 hours of praise, worship, and celebration.
Celebrating Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. As Kathy said, come to the party. Come to God's party. Come to God's party.
And bring your unsaved friends.
Amen.
Bring them. And know that God is going to touch their lives. Father, we just commit Tent America.
Thank you, Jesus.
We commit these three ladies who have had vision to blaze a trail. They're not discouraged. Circumstances has not slowed them down. In fact, this year is an advancement. Amen. They're at the fairgrounds. Everybody knows where it is. So, Father, we call forth the anointing of God to break the strongholds of the devil, the principalities, powers, and rulers in high places, that the kingdom of God may advance in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Party.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Aiden, go and see if we can get Mr. Michael in here. Is Aiden around? There's Aiden. All right.
Thank you.
And I think Aiden was talking about David's tent. Come on in here, Michael. Get on in here on the microphone. We got to get this guy in here. This guy, we've got to get excited about Jesus. Come on in here, my brother, my friend. And grab a mic real quick. We've got to see what's going on. Well, this is Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we are so glad you're listening this morning. God bless you. God bless you, ladies. God bless you. And we will look to be connecting with you. God bless you. And Aiden, you have room at a microphone there as well. And Michael, tell us. He's getting ready to trip over something here. There we go. we've had a lot of activity in the studio today. So, Aiden, have you met Michael yet?
No, I have not.
You have not. So this is a great day to get acquainted. Michael, welcome to the mic.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you here this morning. And you are with what ministry?
East Coast Angels Incorporated.
And what is the burning passion of your heart? Why has God touched your life and to do what?
God's mission on this organization is specifically to eradicate child sex trafficking and neglect. Florida's ranked number 3 right now in that, so that's what he put on my heart a couple of years ago when I got sober.
Amen. And you are not without some personal experience having in your own life seen exactly what Satan would love to do to every kid.
Right. I actually consider myself a miracle, so I said this the past couple times I was on here, but I come from what I like to call the bottom of the bottom, almost, you know, like I was born into a little hole of a home, and then it was abused from the beginning, sexual, physical, all that, from like age 2, 2.5, so it started very early. And then into the adult years or whatnot, I was just very lost. because I didn't have any guidance from any adults or anything like that. So I just thought it was the normal way to live, you know. So when I got sober, I'm writing a book, so y'all can read all the details when that's done after this walk. But more importantly, when I opened the organization, God put it on my heart to save children that are in similar circumstances as myself, because I was in the system as a youth, and 60% of the children that are in sex trafficking, prostitution, you know, forced imprisonment, whatever it may be, are they come in from the system because they have no families, nothing like that.
So they're vulnerable.
Mm. Very, yeah.
Yeah.
So the goal is just to get them off the streets, get them out of those situations, and put them in a permanent housing facility to where they have everything that they need as youth, as far as like nutrition courses, counseling. They're going to need a lot of work to get back to normal because they're traumatized. It took me 37 years, so you can imagine if we can get to them a little sooner.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Amen, for sure. Mm. Now, Michael, you have a big vision, and you're going to need facilities. You're going to need, you know, that's called homes. You're going to need homes where kids can be put. You're going to need a board that comes together, understanding the call that God's placed upon your heart, because I'm confident that God is stirring in you this vision. And you have a thrift store that's here.
Yeah.
You know, you're still really getting started. You're like, you've got this huge vision, and there is just an unbelievable number of people that are impacted by this condition. But you have a bigger God. You have a bigger God.
Amen.
Than all of the opposition. Tell us what God's put on your heart. What are you getting ready to do?
Okay, so a year ago when I was newly into the organization, this is actually our one-year anniversary, September, so that's another
congratulations.
Reason. Thank you. Praise God. So, and he's been blessing me with all kinds of stuff because I couldn't have done that alone.
Right.
Like, there's been too many trials and tribulations. So anyway, about a year ago, put it on my heart to get people's attention because, you know, it's hard to get people's attention for a good cause, especially if it's like, you know, it's a nonprofit. You know, everybody wants to get something for doing something. So anyway, to get people's attention, God wants me to walk across the East Coast using US 1. It's about 2,370 miles, and it's going to be from Key West, mile marker 1, up to the main Canada border. I guess that would be Fort Kent. I'm not good with geography, but Google says it's Fort Kent. So, and that's going to take about 2 months to do. It's not going to be nothing to like, just, I'm not going to be stopping it here and there and playing around or having meetings. It's going to be a straight shot if I can, God willing. And that's going to be strictly to raise awareness towards child sex trafficking and neglect. And the goal with that is to, it's real hard to raise money nowadays, like I was saying, but the goal there is to, and just FYI, everybody who thinks that this is my, like a get rich quick scam, I don't get paid a dime off of this. Nobody gets paid anything. In fact, I actually take pride that 100% of what is made and goes into the organization goes into expanding our mission. So I deliver newspapers 7 nights a week, just so y'all know. I haven't had a day off in like 4 months. And I actually fund the overhead for the store and the organization and whatever goes on. So anybody that can help out, please, please, you know, open up your heart and help out if it's touching you. And I said that the last times too, but I'm getting more serious now. So after the walk, the goal would be I'm going to get certified minister with the help of Jonathan, Pastor Jonathan. He had mentioned that, and I'd been on my heart for a while. So I'd like to get certified as a minister so I could learn how to spread the word without rambling like an idiot, if you will. That's one. And then also, we need to get some facilities to put the children, because we can't just save them and then have them go back in the system. So the whole idea of the organization is not to recycle the children. They actually have a permanent home to go. You know, we can look for adopted families, but in the meantime, they have a place to be, and they're and they're taught about God and Jesus and all that good stuff. And that's pretty much it. I'm probably missing a few things, but I'm trying to get it all out in a short amount of time.
Okay, so you're going to be, when do you start? You're going to start on this walk.
The car is already rented. I'm leaving Friday morning at like 7:30-ish will be, 7:38, get a shower in and then go. I got a couple things I want to spend.
Backpack?
Yeah, I got the backpack. I got all my little things. You know, I have a tarp to sleep on if I'm in the wilderness or whatever. And I have, you know, flashlights, a first aid kit, just basic stuff like that. But I don't want to be weighed down too much. I want it to just be, I'm going to do it like Forrest Gump. Yeah, like Forrest Gump.
You have a bunch of business cards put together so you can hand them out?
I have an extra. I have about 1,200 right now. Yeah, they're waiting.
So are you taking donations today?
Yes, we're taking donations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
How can people give?
There's multiple ways. I'm setting up a special account today. I'm going to go to one of the local banks, if so, and set up one. It's called Walk for Awareness is going to be the specific label. So it's going to be, I'm trying to set it up to where you can literally donate to the Walk for Awareness. And all that money goes into what I just mentioned as far as like expanding the mission and operations. Nobody gets any of that. Donation-wise, you can go to the website, EastCoastAngelsIncorporated.org. It's all spelt out. And then you just click the donate button. There's a donate button there. Now, here's the thing. That's through PayPal, so they take out fees. And as a nonprofit, every penny counts. So I'm learning, like, if you do Zelle it, you can Zelle to the email address specifically. Goes right into the nonprofit. That's EastCoastAngelsIncorporated@gmail.com. And if you're on PayPal, you can do that just through PayPal. You can do it through Zelle. There's multiple options. If you want to just call me, I can give you a tax deductible, do that, and run your debit or credit card. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no excuse. You know, oh, it's insecure or this or that. Like, no, there's no excuse. You're protected by federal law when you use your debit or credit card, so.
So I have a question.
Yes.
And I'm hoping Aiden's going to have a question, but I have a question.
Okay.
Because God put on my heart just now to give to you to help cover your expenses on the walk.
Okay.
And that's different from the ministry.
Yes, correct.
Can you receive that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you figure out how to take, I'm just going to sow a seed of $100 into you as you cut, you're on this walk, you're going to have to eat, you're going to have to,
right.
You're going to have some expenses. I want to give this personally to you because I know the testimony that comes out of your life. You are a walking billboard for Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah. And
amen.
When you are on the street, you're mm-hmm. going to be sharing Christ
yep.
with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Of thousands.
And yeah, mm. yeah, thousands. And I want to sow a seed into yeah. your walk. And of course, I'm going to stand with you in the work you do here in the region as well as
yeah.
God brings things together. So I look forward to that.
Thank you.
So people, can you know, the ministry, if you go online, you give, it's going to go into the ministry.
That's it, 100%.
If God touches your heart like he's touched my heart today, you're getting ready to leave. I want to sow $100 into you an evangelist that's hitting the street to save kids. Aiden, what's in you, going on in your head? You know, you're a little younger than me. What are you thinking about as you're listening to this guy?
I think thank you, like, for everything you're doing, and it's just not a little thing. It is very, very big. One life saved would be worth all of it.
Amen. Right.
And you're doing way more than that. And I just want to say thank you from every kid that you save.
My pleasure, brother. Amen. Glory to God, man.
It's mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awesome. What do you think, Karen?
Well, I concur with Aiden. And it's like you're just jumping in and jumping out there. You know, many believers, you know, they sit in church for years and want God to come and do something for
right.
them. But, you know, you're out there. You're active. You're... you're doing the work, mm-hmm. and you're going to be going on your walk without a certificate.
That's okay.
You're going to be preaching the gospel without
yeah, yeah.
your certificate.
Exactly. It's 2 months of practice.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Then you can, yeah.
It reminds me of the first chapter of Luke. I mean, not first, the ninth chapter of Luke, where Jesus sends out the apostles.
Yeah, he sent out the 12, then the 72.
Yeah, 72 in chapter 10.
Yeah.
So you're being sent out. I believe, brother, that you are... you're one of the first that God has anointed to really bring visibility to the whole issue of child sex trafficking,
right.
and all the things that are connected to it.
All of it.
And but others, you're going to inspire others to step out boldly and do the same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's powerful stuff, bro.
Thank you.
Are you going to do you have a Facebook page you're going to be updating?
Yeah, I'm actually live right now.
Okay.
I haven't done it since I've been in here. I try to respect the noises and everything, but I figured out how to silence it. This is really important, so
right.
people will watch it, but they're all
so people can keep up with you.
Yeah,
with
every day posting. Day I'll check in where I'm at, and if you want me to call on the radio station,
we're going to be staying in touch with you as you walk.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be like epic. Everybody's like, ride a bike. That's not hard enough. I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you walk backwards, that's even more.
Yeah, and if we don't raise a million, if we don't raise a million really? By the time I get up to the Canada main board, I'm just going to start walking west and make my way around the U.S.
Yeah. Well, Michael, I admire the zeal that God has put in you. As a 15-year-old, when I came to the Lord, I'm sure everybody was thinking, this guy is insane.
Right.
We better put him, lock him down, because I was out knocking on every door in my community. I mean, I was, God had so changed my life that nothing could stop me. And the other part that I love about your story and where you are is you understand the importance of bringing alongside of your zeal knowledge. So that there is the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. There's a partnership with other strong leaders. You're looking for partners to come alongside of you.